Blackstone and Skyboat Media present The Quest of the Silver Fleece by W.E.B. Du Bois. This book is read by Bonnie Turpin. To one whose name may not be written, but to whose tireless faith the shaping of these cruder thoughts to forms more fitly perfect is doubtless due, this finished work is herewith dedicated. Note: He who would tell a tale must look toward three ideals: to tell it well, to tell it beautifully, and to tell the truth. The first is the gift of God, the second is the vision of genius, but the third is the reward of honesty. In The Quest of the Silver Fleece, there is little, I ween, divine or ingenious, but at least I have been honest. In no fact or picture have I consciously set down aught the counterpart of which I have not seen or known. And whatever the finished picture may lack of completeness, this lack is due now to the storyteller, now to the artist, but never to the herald of the truth. New York City, August 15th, 1911. The Author. 1. Dreams. Night fell. The red waters of the swamp grew sinister and sullen. The tall pines lost their slimness and stood in wide blurred blotches all across the way, and a great shadowy bird arose, wheeled and melted, murmuring into the black-green sky. The boy wearily dropped his heavy bundle and stood still, listening as the voice of crickets split the shadows and made the silence audible. A tear wandered down his brown cheek. "They were at supper now," he whispered, "the father and old mother, away back yonder beyond the night. They were far away. They would never be as near as once they had been, for he had stepped into the world. And the cat, and old Billy, ah! But the world was a lonely thing, so wide and tall and empty, and so bare, so bitter bare. Somehow he had never dreamed of the world as lonely before. He had fared forth to beckoning hands and luring, and to the eager hum of
sample complete. Ready to continue?